Hello, everybody. You all wanted to say hello, everybody. Happy Father's Day. Thank you. It's a great day. The sun is shining. Great time of worship. It's good to be back at the house of the Lord. My mother and my brother actually were sick last week, and so I went to be with them, and they rallied around, and so here I am. So praise God. It's great. God is good. Now, I have a question. It's Father's Day. How many of you, just by a show of applause, how many of you would love to hear the men's chorus sing this morning? Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me see. Is Margaret right here? Margaret? Oh, there's Margaret. Margaret, would you play for us? Would you mind, Margaret? If you want to just come up, poor Margaret, do you want to just come up? She's carrying a hymn book, so that's a hint. But, and first of all, I want to just say, if you're a father, would you just stand? If you're a dad, just stand up. Wow, look at all the, let's praise God for our fathers, shall we? Just great. If you're a dad, just stand up. Okay, now, just remain standing. If you are a male of the male gender, would you stand? If you're male, okay? Just stand up if you're male. Great. Perfect. Because you're our male chorus this morning. So if you guys want to come forward, I got a song here I'd like you to sing, if that's okay. You may have to share sheets, but it's good. No, just, I'm serious. Let's make your way. It's okay. We'll do this. It'll be good. Do you want to help me hand out? Here, take some. So hate me now. I know. About now, they all really don't like me. So great. Try and follow me. I'm going to try and do this. Yeah, they're all nodding. They're going to get me back somehow. Let's sing "To God Be the Glory." Margaret, an intro for us, please.
Thank you.
I know, you'd rather all hear them sing rather than me preach. I know that. That got me heated. And I'm taking my jacket off. Whew. That was good. Do I look okay? Is this? You don't mind? Somebody actually emailed me and said, don't wear short sleeve shirts in the summer, you know, because it makes your arms look skinny. And I kind of think, so I'm working on that so I can wear a short sleeve shirt. Well, that was great. Thank you, men. That was awesome. The ladies are gonna have to do that one Mother's Day. I can see it. I can hear it coming now. I want to actually, if you saw on the front center here, there's Frank Moore, but beside him is Reverend Orton Anderson and his wife Jessie are here. And Reverend Anderson is a retired pastor in our denomination, and it's an honor to have him here. I'm a little nervous, but it's great. But he's here because of Pacey's 100th anniversary this past weekend, and Pacey celebrated 100 years, and so I know that there's some here visiting, and we welcome you here this morning. I want you to just run the Summer Jam ad. Can you do that for me, Joe, and get the sound on there? I want you guys to see this. You've probably seen it on TV already, but it's being run. I think it's coming up.
You're invited to Summer Jam, a music festival in Kinsman Park, June 27th from 1 p.m. till dusk. Featuring the music of the Jeff Green Band, Lou Ann Akins, His and Hers, and more. Summer Jam, June 27th, presented by First Baptist Church, Prince Albert.
Are you excited about Summer Jam? I'm excited about Summer Jam. The And Others also includes Larry Krause and Timberline, as well as Keith Kitchen. And so you will want to make sure that you do not miss a moment of Summer Jam next weekend. Sign-up sheets are still out there. We still have stuff that you can do and minister in a great way for this great outreach. This is our largest outreach that we do, one of the largest outreach we do in the year. And so I encourage you, make sure you come out, bring extra lawn chairs to put somebody in, and minister. It's a great day for you, for us as a church. It's exciting. How many of you excited? Because I'm excited. I really am. All right, I think I've covered all the commercials. Yeah, I think I did. All right, great. Well, we've been talking about time, and I'm almost out of time, but I was thinking about today. It's Father's Day, and I was thinking how, you know, we often don't focus in on our purpose so much in our life. In fact, some of us get so bogged down and wonder what we're doing. And one thing that we all have the same is we have time. The same amount of time. We all have 24 hours in a day. And dads, being that today is your day, I caught this little cartoon just to kind of get us going. If you want to put this up there, Joe. We voted, and on Father's Day, Daddy gets to play with us all day. You know? And I'm thinking, probably dads, that's where you're going to be today, playing with your kids. It's a great purpose. But I noticed some grandparents spending time with their grandchildren, holding them and cuddling them. Right in the front pew here. Sorry, front chair. So let's start with a question today. Do you always feel like you're just in a hurry? You know, just in a big hurry? I mean, the world may be in a hurry, but we don't have to be in a hurry. Where are you going in such a hurry? The most amazing thing about this is most of the people in the world are hurrying. And most of them don't even know where they're going. But they're getting there. I mean, that doesn't mean that they don't know where they're trying to get that very moment, but they don't really have a purpose. They're not really pursuing a destiny. They're just getting up, being busy, rushing through every day. Most of them are frustrated. They're unfulfilled. They're dissatisfied and discontented, murmuring, grumbling, complaining. The whole world is full of that kind of stuff. We don't have to live like that anymore. We can have a purpose to our busyness. I said, we can have a purpose to our busyness. We need to live with purpose. We need to be people who get up every day, say, I've got a purpose. I invite you to turn to Ephesians chapter 5. It's a great passage of Scripture, Ephesians chapter 5. And note with me just a few of these, couple of verses here, 15 to 17 of Ephesians chapter 5. A great passage. And it'll get us going into understanding how to be busy on purpose. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Now, you got to understand, purposed busyness looks carefully. You see, unfortunately, you have enemies out there. They come in different forms. They use different strategies. But they will try and destroy your purpose, destroy your relationships, unless you look carefully at where you're going. I mean, you know, I often hear it said, and I've said this too, well, I just wish I knew what I was called to do. You know, if I just knew what I was supposed to do, then I'd do it. I almost sounded like I was in North Carolina, and I'm sorry, Brandon. I'm sorry, just trying. Wasn't close, was it? More Texan, maybe? I don't know. I just, kind of a Canadian slant accent. Yeah, he doesn't know what it was. It's World Refugee Sunday. I'm just joking. I want to tell you, guess what? Today, every person here, you will know what you're called to do. Every person, by the time you get out of here, you will know what you're called to do. So if you've been asking God, God, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to do? You will know when you leave here today, and we'll find out whether you want to do it or not. Because a lot of people really don't want to do what they're called to do. They just want to be confused, sit around, because they don't know what their call is. And most people don't look carefully at the choices around them because they don't have the time. And so when they don't look carefully, they really don't have any purpose. Ephesians 5:15 in the Amplified says, look carefully in how you walk. Live purposefully. Are you living with purpose? Or do you just get up every day and just kind of just see what happens, you know? But before you decide what you're going to do, you pick up the phone and you call your friends and, hey, what are you going to do today? Well, I don't know. What are you going to do? Well, I don't know. I thought I'd see what you were going to do. Well, I was waiting on what you were going to do. So, well, hey, I tell you what. Why don't we just do it together? You know? Look carefully. Live with purpose. Live worthily, accurately, not as the unwise and the witless, but as wise, intelligent, sensible people making the very most of their time. Are you making the most of your time? Every hour that you waste is a resource you will never get back again in your life. And there are many things that will attempt to take you away from your godly purpose. Some are clever, some are attractive. Others try to lure your heart away by feeding you unhealthy fantasies and unrealistic comparisons. We spend more time thinking about things than we do about doing what we're called to do. You know what frustrates me? Other than, you know, having somebody call me forward and sing on a Sunday morning. It frustrates me sitting in front of the TV with the remote control and flipping through channels from channel to channel. Finding nothing to watch and then discovering I've sat there for 2.5 hours listening to yes. It's usually, can I have the remote? Anyway, if I do that for 2.5 hours, by the time I go to bed, sometimes I'm so aggravated, I don't even sleep. So I'm thinking, why did I waste 2.5 hours? And then I'm up half the night going, I could have done this in those 2.5 hours. Could have done that. I could have done. You know, I don't sleep good. I think we need to start being smart after the first 20 minutes of finding nothing. Get up and do something. But sometimes we just. You know, more channels I get, the less TV I watch. I'm not saying you can't watch TV, don't get me wrong. But watch something that you think, this is good, I can laugh at this, or this is something that is worthwhile. Make the most of your time. Make the most of your time. Make the most of your time. Say, I got to make the most of my time. I got to make the most of my time. That's what it means. Don't let an opportunity pass you by because the evil is around you. And there are opportunities. Opportunities come your way that if you don't take those opportunities, they will never come by again. Look carefully, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. Instead of waiting on God, looking carefully, we either run 10 miles ahead of God or we run 10 miles behind Him. I mean, a Summer Jam, you know how excited I am about Summer Jam. But Summer Jam is so exciting, and it's great how it just kind of, God just, you know, it's so huge. You have to understand, Summer Jam is a big event for this city. It is so big. God doesn't always call you to do everything that's reasonable. Well, what about the money for Summer Jam? How are we going to do? You know, isn't it interesting that God calls people to do things who don't have a clue what they're doing? That's what always happens to me. So the first thing, if you want to have a purpose, if you're waiting to feel ready, forget about feeling ready. Because if you ever feel ready, then probably you won't lean on God to get it done. There's a lot of prayer that goes into Summer Jam. So look carefully. See where you're going. Know where you're headed. There's some stuff in your life that you better start dealing with. Some people in your life that you better start dealing with because it's stealing you from your purpose. It's choking your God-intended purpose. Well, purpose busyness looks carefully but also lives faithfully. Look at verse 17. I love the way the Amplified puts this. Therefore, do not be vague, thoughtless, foolish, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Vague. What does it mean? It means not clear. It means unsettled. It means indefinite. It means wandering. Not wondering, but wandering. You know, people who wander, you know, they're kind of like, you know, they kind of, you know, you know, they wander. Have you ever done that? Did you ever wander through a shopping mall for about 3 hours? Most of you guys are going, four. It's four. In fact, I heard one of you say, I spent a day there once for 3 hours. You'll get that later on tonight. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This is going to help you. Because this is God's will. This is your purpose. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, thank God in everything. For this is the will of God. I'm going to tell you one of the things that is God's will for our life is that we stop complaining and we get thankful. No, wait a minute. I don't want to hear that kind of will for my life. I just want to know what my purpose is. Be faithful and get thankful. Quit complaining and get thankful. You will live with purpose. You will live with passion. Don't just spend your day frustrated because you're in such a hurry all the time. You don't know how anybody can be expected all this, and you just don't think how you can live like this anymore. I'm so tired of taking care of this big house. I got all these cars. I'm going to get the oil changed. You believe God for the house. You believe God for the car. You believe God for the spouse that you're not complaining about. You believe God for the kids that are driving you crazy. We pray and we ask God to give us these things, and then we complain because we got them. Because we don't know how to take care of them. Because we're so busy. We're not thankful. Thankful for my spouse. Thankful for my kids who drive me crazy. I'm thankful for this big house that my wife has to clean. So thankful. What is God's purpose? Thank God in everything. Thank Him with all your heart. Psalm 100, verse 2. Here's your purpose. It's right on the front of your bulletin. Serve the Lord with gladness. Yeah, what else? Oh. Serve the Lord with gladness. Yeah, I know. But I want to know what God's will is for my life. I want to know what I should be busy doing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Yeah, but can you just get a little bit more specific? What does God want me to do? Serve the Lord with gladness. Yeah, but I really want to be a leader. I want to be a preacher. I want some kind of glory. What about God getting the glory in the little things in your life? Let's just get down to this. Can I tell you something? If you will never get around to doing the simple, everyday, practical things that God has for every believer, you may as well forget about having some specific kind of call, because God does not need anybody in ministry who has no desire to serve Him in the little things. Well, I can see that two of you are excited about that, and I'm one of them. Well, I want to discover my purpose today. Thus saith the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness. Can you say it with me? Serve the Lord with gladness. Say it again. Serve the Lord with gladness. Man. Get happy that you're alive and breathing. Well, some of you are alive, you know. Get happy that you're going to heaven. Get happy that you had hot water in your bathroom and your toilet. Well, not hot water in your bathroom. Never mind. I'm not going down there. Get happy that you have an imagination. Thank God in everything. Serve the Lord with gladness. Matthew 22:36 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Everything is wrapped up in those two. Don't you think that that's of great importance to our life? You know what we should get busy doing? Get happy. Be glad. Stop crabbing. Love God. Love people. Now, come on now. You're not getting it, Seegers. I want a ministry. No, friends. You're not getting it. Because this is your ministry. This is it. Serve the Lord with gladness. Be thankful in all things, and no matter what it is, because that's the will of God. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbors yourself. Wake up every morning. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. You're so good to me. I praise you. I magnify your name. And then get out of bed and start loving people around you. Live with purpose every day. I have to tell you, I was really excited when Carla contacted me about coming and sharing about World Refugee Day. There's nothing more important to me and to us at First than our diversity as God's people. Amen? And we are a very diverse church. And so when she contacted me and said, I want to share, I said, I'm excited about that. I'm enthused about that. I can hardly wait. And I am excited about what God is doing through First. But it's because of our obedience to God. because of our thankful hearts, and because we serve him with gladness. And as they came in, and they sang here this morning, you know, watching them sing and praise and give glory to God, having Pastor Peter pray in Afrikaans, there's something about that that reaches the world. Because God does reach the four corners of the world, does he? Amen? So you got to wake up every morning. You got to say, I'm going to serve the Lord with gladness. I'm going to be thankful. And I'm going to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and my neighbors, myself. I'm going to do that because that's my purpose. Let's be people busy on purpose. I want you to just watch this video. It probably says something better than I can, but I want you to take a look at it. Please show it. Asked Pastor Lene if he would come and close our service in prayer in the Karen language. It's an honor to share the platform with him this morning. Is this on, Joe? He's trying to get this. Oh my God. There we go. Blessings to you. We pray for you. We're thankful for you and what God is doing in your life and the hearts of your people. We're glad you're here. You're part of us. Here you go. Please close our time in prayer.
You helped me and My family and friends go very good. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's pray. Thank you, our Father God. Let's begin our life with me. Let me be some of the people. Let me be some of the children. Let me be some of the people. Let me be some of
ဘုရားရှင်ရဲ့မာစပါဘုရားဘုရားကိုယ်တော်ကိုယ်ရှင်ရဲ့ဘာကြီးတာဖို့ပြတာဘုရားဘယ်လိုဒီနာတဲ့ဒီတာဖို့ကိုနေတယ်ဘုရားရှင်ရဲ့ဘာကြီးပါလို့ပြောလို့ဒီနာဘုရားဘယ်လိုအားလုံးကြီးလဲသိဘူးသိဘူးနာလို့ဘုရားခရတကြီးလောက်ဖြစ်ကိုယ်တော်ကိုယ်ကျွေးမြေတဲ့လို့မှာပေါ့ဘုရားတပ်လို့လောက်ကစားပါဘုရားဘယ်စီကနာတော့ခရတော့ရရှိနာဘုရားနာစီနာတဲ့ခဲလောက်ကစားခရမီဆိုစီဘု
Thank you. God bless you. Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.